This is the Glasses by Day Geek by Night podcast. I'm Matt, and today I'm going to be giving you my top 10 best cop dramas that you should be watching. Okay, so I'm going 10 to 1. So in at number 10, I have Vigil. So Vigil has two series at the moment, okay, yeah. So the first season shows the mysterious disappearance of the Scottish fishing trawler and a death on board a Trident nuclear submarine, bring the police into conflict with the Navy and British security services. So it shows Saran Jones' character Amy Silver, or is it DCI Amy Silver, going on to this sub, basically, and she's on the sub, she's by herself, and she's having to figure out who the bad guy is, basically. First season is pretty good. Second series was, in my eyes, much better. So it was about a drone attack that goes wrong, and a load of soldiers are killed. And it's about, without giving too much away, she ends up going over to a war-torn country where she ends up having to go into the army base and figure out who has sent the drone attack, who's causing the bother in the first place. It's just a really good series, kept me guessing from the beginning to end, and definitely worth a watch. In at number 9, I have Rookie Blue. So what I love about Rookie Blue is that, like the latter, like Vigil, it's completely different from that. Do you know what I mean? It's basically about a bunch of rookie cops coming into their first. They've just out of the academy in Canada, and they are just starting up. They're being given into training officers, and it's just a good series from start to finish. I like a good cop drama, you know, especially ones like this where you don't specifically have to give it a lot of brain energy. I think if you're just looking for just a cop drama that you can just switch on, you can just switch off a little bit, do you know what I mean? No subtitles, none of that crap. This is one for you. It ran for 6 seasons, and it was a really good series from start to finish. I was actually a little bit sad when it did finish in the end, because I kind of feel like it was one of them that I feel like could have probably gone on a little bit longer, but what can I do? I don't run the television companies, unfortunately. Right, so in at number 7, I have The Rookie. So not, you know, pretty similar in names, but completely different. It's basically the Americans take on it, but instead of having, you know, people of the right age to be joining the police force, you have a, 40-something guy playing The Rookie. And it's another one of those easy watches. It's, you know, they deal with, you know, the general stuff, you know, and I like it. I like an easy watch. I like to be, you know, one of those ones that you can just put on and you can be in it without being totally, completely immersed in it. And it must be a good watch, because we binge watched it and we got through it pretty quick. It follows Officer John Nolan, a rookie cop who is in, you know, not too much of a later life, but later life than some of the other rookies. And it shows him traversing the LAPD and trying to figure out how to get higher up, get into better positions. And it's just a really nice series, really good series. Still on now as well. In at number 7, I have Line of Duty. So we're getting into a bit more of the grittier stuff now, okay? So Line of Duty went on for 7 series. It was set in the UK. I think it's never really said where it's actually set, because I think they were trying to keep that as loose as possible. It stars Vicky McClure as Kate Fleming, Martin Compton as Steve Arner, and Adrian Dunbar as DCI, or Superintendent Ted Hastings even. It's got a host of British talent in there. I'm not going to go into them, because I'm sure you've watched it in some capacity. And it's all about the investigators from, was it AC-12, the police anti-corruption unit, and they're trying to figure out who the mysterious H is. So H is allegedly, possibly a copper, possibly someone in power who is, you know, feeding the criminal forces of the UK information about the police and all that stuff. So the idea is, it starts really well, and unfortunately, I feel like it fell at the last hurdle. I feel like the issue we had was H was set to be someone really, really good earlier on in the first few series, and then they used that, and actually it turned out they weren't the only H. There was more than one H. There was all sorts going on, and I kind of feel like because they'd killed off or used these characters earlier on in the series, that it didn't make much sense in the end who H was. Still absolutely worth a watch, though, so don't let me deter you too much. In at number 6, I have Luther. So, Luther follows John Luther, a brilliant homicide detective with a knack for getting inside the minds of murderers. Unfortunately, his unconventional methods and personal demons put him at odds with his team. And this literally goes on for, what, 5 seasons? So, 5 seasons and a film. And the film's even decent. I really enjoyed the film. I kind of feel like the thing with Luther is, though, we all say that we don't, you know, we wouldn't want a dirty cop in our lives or anything like that. And he's not specifically dirty, but he's willing to do what he needs to do to get the job done. And I feel like that's what's brilliant about Luther, that it's just this guy who he's living in the grey kind of thing, and I do love that. Stars Idris Elba and various other people, but Idris Elba, main character, he is John Luther, and he's generally hunting murderers. Yeah, so the series range from 6 episodes down to 4. I think there's one series with 2 episodes in it. Really good series, definitely worth a watch, and the film's just as good. So, in at my number 5 spot, I have Southland. So, if you haven't seen Southland, it's definitely worth a watch. So, the beauty of Southland is that it follows the lives of the police officers working in the LAPD? Yeah, that's the word. Red one come out then. So, it follows the lives of police officers working in the LAPD. So, the idea is that it follows them almost... Yeah, like, they're getting followed around almost like they're on just someone's video camera kind of thing. And I feel like, at the time, it set it apart from every kind of, you know, police drama that was about. And it was a little bit more disjointed. There wasn't just one main character. It was following, you know, different units that sometimes didn't have anything to do with each other whatsoever. And I feel like I really like that part of it, you know what I mean? So it's got a really good cast as well. So it's got Michael Cudlitz in, it's got Sean Hatosi, Regina King, Ben McKenzie. And I kind of feel like they're the main characters. Realistically, generally, only 2 of them have something to do with each other most of the time, all right? We've got beat cops, we've got detectives in there. I feel like what I like about it is that they don't just randomly have anything to do with each other. I kind of feel like you watch some of these police dramas and they randomly have something to do with just a, you know, a traffic cop, and it just doesn't make any sense to me. This makes more sense because, you know, if they do interact, it's like complete, utter, you know, coincidence kind of thing. And I feel like that's what's beautiful about it. The issue I had with it was that it ended on somewhat of a cliffhanger and then just stopped. I kind of feel like they should have done at least 5 to 10 more episodes just to clear all that up. So I feel like they need to get back to that at some point. In at number 4, I have Mindhunter. So, Mindhunter, it's set in the late 1970s. 2 FBI agents broaden the realm of criminal science by investigating the psychology behind murder and end up getting too close to real-life monsters. It's just a really, really cool story. They have them, you know, like profiling these serial killers, actually helping, you know, catch serial killers in the end. Obviously, the show is fictionalized, but Mindhunter is generally based on a true story, and it's inspired by the Johnny Douglas and Mark Oschlakers eponymous true crime novel. It's just a really, really cool story. It's got Jonathan Groff in, Holt McCallany, Anatov, various other people. I just feel like it's just a really cool series, and it's a shame that it's only got 2 series to it. Do you know what I mean? I kind of feel like I don't really understand why they never got on to a season 3 and so on and so forth, because it ended in 2019 and it should have it could have gone on for so many more series than that. In at number three, I have one of my personal favourites, and it's Bosch. So, what's not to love about Harry Bosch? I kind of feel like, I talked earlier about Luther being like, not a dirty cop, but, you know, painting a little bit in the grey. This is Harry Bosch all over, and I kind of feel like, if I'd been murdered, I'd want him to be the guy who was trying to solve the murder. I just think, great character, tight as well of a plays. Plays an awesome role in it. You've got Jamie Hector playing his partner J. Edgar, and he's getting a spin-off, by the way. I kind of feel like Bosch, it went through so many series, and then it's another spin-off with Bosch Legacy. It's getting another spin-off where it's about cold cases and stuff like that. Like I said, J. Edgar's getting his own spin-off. It's just a really, really cool series, and yeah, it's had some really, really cool people in it, like the late, great Lance Reddick was in it as well, as Evan Evang, yeah. I kind of feel like, why did they do that to him? Why would anyone do that to their kid? Anyway, yeah, great series, and definitely worth a watch. In at number two, I have Chicago PD. So, the reason why Chicago PD is in there, I've talked about easy watches and stuff like that, and I started watching Chicago Fire, and I like a good just, you know, something you just put on and you just go through and you get to know the characters and you become engrossed with them. And I think PD did that, but better than Chicago Fire. I think PD is a much better series. It follows Sergeant Hank Voigt, who's, you know, you've seen him in Chicago Fire. He's a dirty cop, to be fair. He's painted that way, but he's become one of those characters that you kind of, you hate him to begin with. But actually, if you'd been in Bother, you'd want someone like Hank Voigt, you know, fighting your corner kind of thing. And I feel like it's gone through, 10 series now? I think we're on the 11th. And, you know, it's had some great characters in it. They're not afraid to kill off one of the, you know, one of the core people as well. That's what I like about it. You know, you might have these filler episodes where, you know, it's a bit of a nothing case, but it's all leading to something bigger. And I kind of feel like that's what we want out of a series, isn't it? We want to get engrossed in it. And Chicago PD is definitely one of them. And in my top spot, my number one spot is The Shield. So this is by far my favourite cop drama of all time. The Shield is just dark. It's gritty. It's done by the same people that give us Sons of Anarchy. This was first. A lot of the characters from this ended up being cameos within Sons of Anarchy. It's just a great, great series. It follows a dirty cop, Vic Mackey, and his strike team. And it's just so good. They're just so, so good. It's got so many good actors in it. So many good storylines. You know, these guys, they're not afraid. They literally, in the first episode, I'm going to tell you, it's a spoiler, it's been out for long enough, they kill another cop and they pin it on some gangsters, and that's where it all comes from. And it's all because this cop he's joined the team to get dirt on them so that he can take them down because he knows they're dirty. And it's just, there's so many great storylines. The one thing that I really dislike about the series is how it ended. That last season of it, I feel like they tried to wrap things up without giving us exactly what we wanted. You know, I've never been as sad when a character died as when Lem died. I just, you know, if you know, you know. It just hit me in the feels. Let's put it that way. So, Detective Vic Mackey, it's got Michael Chiklis in, Walton Goggins, Catherine Dent, Benito Martinez, Kenny Johnson, various other people. You know, just some really, really great, great characters, great actors. It's just a great, great series. So it is definitely worth watching. So that's 7 series of it, 89 episodes. It's a great series. Start to almost finish. And I'd definitely give it a watch. So I'm Matt, and this has been the Glasses by Daykeeper Now podcast. Thanks for listening.